Chapter 1. Founders Day Weekend. What else could Bob Kelly, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, come up with to try to draw a crowd to the little village of Stoneham, New Hampshire? Tricia Miles shook her head at the notion and resettled the weight of the warm, sleepy, and sweaty toddler against her shoulder. Booktown, New Hampshire, as Stoneham was often referred to, had risen from the ashes of near extinction thanks to Bob's efforts when he'd enticed some 10 or so booksellers to locate to the village. It had put Stoneham back on the map, and had made Bob quite a handsome profit, too. Tricia hadn't done too badly either, with her own mystery bookstore, Haven't Got a Clue. A small single-engine aircraft buzzed the town with a long banner trailing behind it announcing, Stoneham Founders Day. www.stonehamnh.com behind it. Trust Bob to think of that, too. However, Tricia wished it wouldn't buzz quite so close, as it made conversation nearly impossible. And in only minutes, her friend, Deborah Black, the architect of the celebration, would be on deck to give her welcoming speech and to open the festivities. It was Deborah's child that Tricia held, since Deborah was otherwise occupied. Little Davy wasn't impressed by all the hoopla, and the warm August morning had sent him straight to dreamland, which was okay with Tricia. A fall had given the toddler a broken right arm, now encased in a purple cast that he sometimes not so playfully used as a club. Tricia looked around the crowd, hoping Deborah's mother would soon make an appearance so she could give up the boy, who hadn't wanted to sit in his stroller, voicing that opinion with tears and screams. He'd found her to be a much more comfortable place to nap. Tricia stood across the street from Stoneham Square, home to a Victorian-era stone gazebo with a lovely copper roof that had aged beautifully. The small park was crammed with carnival rides and colorfully tacky trailers, with vendors ready to sell greasy, fattening foods. Loitering among them were the local merchants, townspeople, and tourists. Exactly the crowd Bob had hoped to attract. Tricia could just picture Bob standing along the sidelines, rubbing his hands together in miserly fashion. That he'd suckered Deborah to do most of the work was yet another accomplishment. He'd share some of the glory with her, but would no doubt take the bulk of the credit for coming up with the idea in the first place.
"Quite the turnout," Russ Smith said, almost in Tricia's left ear.
Where had he appeared from? She stepped to her right and frowned at him. She and the editor of the Stoneham Weekly News had once been lovers, but that had been more than a year ago. Despite the fact he'd originally dumped her, he now wanted what he couldn't have. Too bad. "Shouldn't you be stationed closer to the action?" Tricia asked. After all, he did have his Nikon camera hanging from his neck. He'd need pictures of Deborah giving her speech for the next issue of the paper. Russ had contemplated selling the Stoneham Weekly News when he thought he could get back into reporting for a big metropolitan newspaper, but that hadn't happened either. Still, Tricia found it hard to feel sorry for him, not after he'd stalked her for a time. Thankfully, he'd gotten the message, and although he hadn't completely accepted the fact, his advances had backed off. He was trying for friendship. At least, that's what he'd said.
"Tricia!"
Tricia turned to see Deborah's mother, Elizabeth Crane, hurrying toward her. At last, she could surrender little Davy to another shoulder. He was getting heavy.
"Did that boy sucker you into holding him?" Elizabeth said and held out her arms for the boy.
"I'm afraid so."
"He's an operator," Elizabeth said, and shouldered the child, patting him on the back. Davy didn't even stir.
Deborah has spoiled this kid. But then she works so hard. When she's not at the shop, she likes to spend every minute she can with him. Deborah and her husband.